Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will outline a shift in the way the federal government grapples with artificial intelligence, delivering a major speech today. He's expected to say that until now, the government's response to AI has been, quote, issue by issue and sector by sector. But a new Office of AI within the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet will centralise government oversight. Andrew Charlton is the Assistant Minister for Science, Technology and the Digital Economy and joins me now. Andrew Charlton, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be with you, Sally.
Is this shift an acknowledgement that the piecemeal approach for dealing with AI hasn't worked adequately so far?
Well, today the PM is providing national leadership on a national issue. He is going to announce an Australian world first, that Australia will become the first country in the world to have a regulated national framework for large AI data centres. And it's appropriate that the Prime Minister brings all of the different strands of this together. He has the convening power to do that. The government has been working methodically through these issues. We released our data centre plan in December. We announced our framework for the way that data centres would be provided with standards in March, and technical bodies have been working through those over the last couple of months. And now the Prime Minister is bringing all that together, and I couldn't think of a better person to do that.
But the EU has already got some of these overall frameworks. What difference will it make establishing an office in the Prime Minister's department to oversee AI policy formulation?
Well, you know, we need to make sure that Australia shapes the future of how this technology is deployed. And there are many different levels of government that are involved in the way the large AI data centres are deployed. There are many different departments within government that have equities in this space. So the Prime Minister is bringing national leadership to the issue. He is well placed to bring together the states and territories, bring together different parts of government and make sure that we have a consistent national framework. And he'll be announcing important elements of that framework later today.
Is it fair to say the government is now taking a more interventionist approach to AI, and how will that work in practice?
Well, as I said, the government has been working through these issues methodically. We had our national plan out, we had our data centre expectations out, and this is about making sure that those expectations of large AI data centres are nationally consistent. And the Prime Minister is the perfect person to deliver that national consistency, working across departments and working with the states and territories. So it's an implementation of the process that has been underway.
We'll talk about data centres in a moment. When we look at copyright, AI companies are looking to expand to Australia, but they say legal uncertainty over copyright and their tech is a hurdle in making significant investments here. In the government's view, is changing Australia's copyright laws now necessary to draw that investment?
Well, the government's position on this has not changed. We support the Australian creative sector. We have ruled out a text and data mining exemption, and we have said that where Australian copyrighted material is used, it must be used with the consent and with compensation for the creatives and copyright holders who made it. That has been our approach. It continues to be our approach. And the Attorney General is leading a methodical work stream considering how that approach is implemented in the world of AI.
The government has published a set of expectations for data centre developers, including for energy and sustainable water usage, but they're not required. These are expectations. Does the government want to turn those expectations into requirements?
Well, the government has always said that we released these expectations in the way that we did because there are multiple levels of government that have jurisdiction over those issues. So we released them as a set of expectations, always with the intent of making sure that they delivered national consistency. And I don't want to get ahead of the Prime Minister, but what you will hear today is a clear plan to deliver that national consistency through Prime Ministerial leadership on this issue.
So will there be consequences for these companies if they fail to follow these expectations?
Well, I don't want to get ahead of the Prime Minister, as I said, but what I can tell you is that he will deliver a strong speech today that outlines an Australian approach to large data centres. We want to make sure that this aspect of the implementation of AI in Australia is delivered in a way that benefits local communities. We want to learn the lessons from abroad, where so many of these data centres have been rolled out in ways that have damaged local communities, that have sucked up energy, that have impacted local drinking water sources. We don't want to make those mistakes in Australia. And what you'll hear today from the Prime Minister is a strong approach to position Australia to take advantage of artificial intelligence, to be confident with the changes that are coming to this important technology, but to make sure that those changes are in the interests of Australians.
Will the Prime Minister have any further detailed information about the government's predictions or forecasts about what the increase in AI will mean for jobs in Australia?
Well, the government recently released a report on the impact of artificial intelligence on the employment market. That came out from the Minister for Employment, Amanda Rishworth, and it showed that the impact so far on Australia's labour market of artificial intelligence has been modest. But the government is working through this issue very methodically, working with unions, with businesses, with other stakeholders, to make sure that as artificial intelligence is introduced into Australia, it is introduced in a way which supports working people and supports local communities.
Just finally, on a separate issue, the conflict in the Middle East, which has been escalating again, is the government bracing for further economic pain, including increased fuel prices and difficulties in supply, if the war stretches on for months?
Well, the government has been on the front foot on this issue consistently, making sure that we secure supply of fuel to Australia. The Prime Minister travelled around the region. We have set up Export Finance Australia to help us secure the fuel that Australia needs. We've been consistently on the front foot, making sure that we do that. We'll continue to do that, and we have everything we need in place to make sure that we can continue to provide Australians with the fuel that they need.
Andrew Charlton, we'll be watching this speech from the PM carefully later today. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.